From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A temporary halt in Syria talks. The United Nations is postponing the Syrian talks in Geneva until the end of February. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura calls the delay a temporary pause and not the demise of the first Syrian peace effort in 2 years. De Mistura has been spending several days alternating between discussions with representatives of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and representatives of opposition groups. Meanwhile, the Syrian army claimed it has ended the rebel siege of 2 villages in Aleppo, handing Mr. Assad's government a major victory. President Barack Obama, on his first visit to a U.S. mosque as president, says Americans too often conflate Islam with terrorism. He also said what he called inexcusable political rhetoric against Muslims has no place in the country. Earlier, Mr. Obama took part in a roundtable with Muslim American leaders to hear their concerns. Somali authorities have found the body of a passenger missing from a plane that made an emergency landing at Mogadishu Airport Tuesday. An explosion ripped a hole in the plane shortly after takeoff. A government official says the body of the missing passenger was found in the nearby town of Balad. The officials say it will take days to determine what caused the explosion on the plane. Japan and South Korea joined the United States Wednesday in demanding that North Korea cancel plans to send a long-range rocket into space. They say the launch would violate United Nations resolutions banning ballistic missile and nuclear weapon development in the country. North Korea notified UN agencies of its plans to launch what it calls an Earth observation satellite. This is VOA News.